All right, our guest here today, very humble young man, Big Rob.
I said very humble. If we didn't know about it.
Yeah, we didn't know about it. We know he had talent, but we didn't know that he was touring with the people like Kanye West, Nipsey before he passed, and so many other entertainers, so many other, and not just rappers. But he has taken his talent that he learned in the city of Muskegon Heights and has taken it to the world. And we are happy to have our very own Mike Phillips from Los Angeles, California, joining us. Want to be like Mike. I want to be like Mike.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Mike, man. We're doing good, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. No complaints.
It's good. How's that California sunshine?
It's always doing me nice. That's why I can't hardly leave. It ain't nothing like waking up and you can just walk down the street and there's palm trees and sunshine and you can count on it every day.
Yeah.
It changed your mental psyche.
I feel you. When the last time you been to Muskegon?
I came back at the beginning of the year in January.
Right. Yep.
I try to make sure I'm back holidays minimum.
Okay. That's great, man. So to people who don't know, you are a skilled guitarist and you've been touring around the world, right?
Yeah, I've been to, I think it's 24 different countries now.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's talk about it, man. How did this journey start?
It started, basically, I mean, not to down the city or nobody, but I just reached my ceiling in Muskegon, and I was like, I want to do more. And the opportunity wasn't for me to do, like, what I do, obviously, wasn't there, so I had to go to where it was. And so I just took the leap, moved out to L.A. Some of my friends who were musicians too, they moved before me. We actually moved 1 year after each other, and we were all part of a church band, and we used to play in different bands around Grand Rapids and Muskegon too, and we all moved out one by one, and it worked, just ended up happening for all of us, and we all still here.
Wow. When was your first break?
I think it was, I'm bad with years, so I can't tell you the specific year right now, but my first real tour that I did was with The Game, the rapper The Game. We did a European tour. It was for 2 months, and that was actually my first time leaving the country, too. So I ended up leaving the country with 15 Bloods and me in Europe. So it was a dope and interesting and very big learning experience.
It was a heck of an adjustment, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, and this was like, what, 8 years ago, 10 years ago? No, yeah, this was 10 years ago now. And so and the funny thing is WAC 100 was the person who was running the whole thing. So I went through Europe for 2 months with WAC 100.
Wow.
In the game, so it was a great time, but I learned a lot from him, from all those dudes. Like, people say what they want to say about him, but he know what he's doing.
Wow, man, that is so cool, man. So how many different artists have you worked with now in the past 10 years that you've been on tour with?
Honestly, I've never counted.
So let's give her some names then, Mike.
I would have to go one by one. I guess I'll start with most recent and go back, and that'll probably trigger my memory better. Most recent was a pop singer. Her name is Sabrina Carpenter. She's blowing up. She just had a big Coachella performance. I didn't do that one. I've been out since then. Like, we musicians, we be in and out of different situations. Okay. Based on availability and who's touring when we're available.
Okay.
I did this band Gym Class Heroes. And before that, like Roddy Ricch. I was actually supposed to do, I was in New York with Roddy Ricch to do Saturday Night Live, and then he ended up catching COVID. So that performance ended up getting canceled, but that would have been a dope one to do. I always wanted to do Saturday Night Live. Roddy Ricch, I actually didn't play with Kanye. I know y'all said that. I don't want people to be thinking that I'm giving out false information. He was at Roddy Ricch's. Yeah, that's at Roddy Ricch's CD release party.
Okay.
And Kanye right. there, so I met him there.
Kanye missed out then. Kanye missed out.
That's wow. It's funny, random story. I got when I was in Muskegon in January visiting, I got a call from somebody who said, I'm in the studio with Kanye right now. We need you to pull up. And I was like, I'm at home in Muskegon with the family right now. Nothing I can do about that one. So had to take that L, but it was a good it was a good one. Because obviously family gonna come first.
Right. Wow, Mike Phillips. We're talking to Mike Phillips out in Los Angeles. Going to you, Big Rob. You got a question for our celebrity guitarist. Hometown man, celebrity.
I play with celebrities. I ain't
man, you a celebrity, man. You a celebrity to us. You know what I mean?
I'm still a regular down home, like in the cut type dude. I don't even. That's why y'all didn't even know about.
Wow.
I don't really advertise it. I'm gonna do the work and do the same thing tomorrow so I can do the work the next day.
All right, go ahead, Big Rob.
What is it like, you know, being a musician that travels with different artists? Because you have to learn the music and you have to learn the different celebrities and stuff, you know, like the ones you played with. What is that like? Is it rigorous? Is it like, you know, you really got to be focused until you get it down packed? Do you have like tons of rehearsals? What is a day in the life of you just meeting the artist? Like you said, the game. Mm-hmm. What is that like?
Everything starts basically with, either it starts with an audition or you just get a call from word of mouth from management or people you know, and most things move word of mouth. It's not really a audition process too much anymore every now and then, but it starts there and you end up in rehearsals for 2 weeks to learn the music, get everything down and put the show together. And then sometimes after that, you have like production rehearsals. It depends on how big the tour is, like the Sabrina Carpenter tour that I did, her tour was more of a production, so we had production rehearsals for other stuff, like more hip-hop stuff. It's not like a big stage set or production or nothing, so it's more just like regular rehearsals, but it's it can be the challenging part is the schedule, because people don't realize, people think it's fun and you get to see all these cities, and you do, but you're in a different city every day around the world, and so that's so taxing on your body. That's the main thing, like, and that's what I hate about touring. I end up gaining minimum 10 pounds every tour because like your sleep schedule gets thrown off, your eating schedule gets thrown off. It's fun. I mean, you have a good time, you see the world, you get paid, it's everything is paid for. Like I said, I've been to 25 countries. I've never paid a dime for any type of travel or food. It's just it's a good time. But it's taxing. And then people don't think about your family. Like last year I was gone for like 6-7 months out of the year, so I didn't really get to see my friends or my family that much. It's just because I was working the whole time. And so I'm single, I don't have no kids, so it's easy for me. I planned it that way. By the way, I knew what it took for me to be able to do this 100% and do it the way that I wanted to do it. I didn't want to have to be worried about leaving nothing behind. And so I just set my goals to doing this and kind of doing that. But yeah, and the touring is fun. I mean, you city to city, you playing music, you having fun. I enjoy it. I don't see myself Well, I don't want to say that. I can see myself doing something else at some point in the future, but right now I'm living like what I always wanted to do. So I have no complaints.
What was it like with Game touring all those different places, and you got real blood gang members, and you dealing with Wack 100? What was that like? Because we see Wack on his little podcast and how he talk crazy to people. Is he really that way in real life?
I mean, he his own man, but from what I gained from him and talking to him, like he was a man that was about his family. Like, that was his concern. Like, and I can't do nothing but respect that from any man. Like, that's what he talked about. Like, he had to take care of business. He was the manager. He was the head guy. So, I mean, there's ups and downs with that, but he was a stand-up dude to me. I don't have nothing negative to say about that man.
No, I wasn't looking for nothing negative. I was just asking because how crazy he can be, you know, even with a simple conversation. I don't know if you ever watched this podcast. Simple conversation can turn violent real quick, you know, if you don't agree with him or something like that. I was just wondering if you saw that side of him, because some people have said, yeah, you go on tour with Game and Wack 100 there's going to be problems because there's all these bloods around and blah, 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 blah.
He was a businessman. That's what I saw. He took care of business. So I didn't learn about the social media stuff and like who he was like on that tip till after the fact. All I saw was businessman. I mean, and also we working, you know, we overseas, we in Europe. It's you got to take care of business when you on the road. So it was more so that was what it was. That's what I saw.
Wow. Mike Phillips from Muskegon Heights. We're kicking it with him. He's out in Los Angeles. I think I'm going to get some images to put up on the screen for those who are watching on Facebook and Facebook Live. And you kind of set this up. Tell us about, you know, what was going on. Let's see who we got here. So who we got here?
That's with Nipsey. Yeah, that was us after a rehearsal that we did before we started the tour. I think that was the last day. We all just group picture in the studio where we rehearse, getting ready to go out. Nipsey was one of my favorite that I played for. He was just a man. Like, my dad was a real man. My dad was around, like, he was about his business. And so I respect other men that operate that way. And he was another one, like, just a real one.
Who was your pops?
My dad, Mike Phillips. Same, Mike Phillips Sr.
Okay. Yep. All right. Wow. How's your relationship with the Bailey family? You know, PL12 is your cousin. How's that? Are you a Bailey?
I'm a Phillips. that's my last name, but that's my family. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my mom's side. Everything's cool with them, with everybody. Like I think it's like any other family. We don't see each other as much as we getting older and everybody like building their own lives. And me, obviously I'm in, on the other side of the country, but yeah, I love all my family. We all together always.
Trying to put it together and trying to connect the dots. What year did you graduate from Muskegon Heights?
I actually went to Heights all through middle school, and then high school I went to Shores.
Okay, all right. Yep. And where did you learn to play the guitar at?
My dad played.
Oh.
Yeah, and it actually started originally out of jealousy. Because I saw him showing other people how to play. Okay. And I was like, why are you not showing me how to play? And so I just started playing on my own. And then he started showing me. It wasn't out of no negative thing. I was super young. So he didn't think I had no interest in it. But I just kind of just like picked it up on my own. And eventually I became obsessed. And I stopped hanging out with my friends. Stop going outside to where my mom actually forced me to go out. She'd be like, you can't just sit here and play this bass all day. And I'm like, yes, I can. that's what I got to do if I'm going to do this. And it just became an obsession from there and progressed to what it is now.
got another picture. Who is this?
Oh, that's with black. Everybody say six lat, but it's black with a six. And
Black with a six.
Yeah, and Ty Dolla $ign. That's at Coachella. I think that was in 2019, so maybe 20. Like I said, I'm terrible with the years, so I don't know. But that was Coachella a couple years ago with him.
I'm sure you know this name. Dr. Shaq Anthony said, Mike, my guy.
Oh, yeah, Shaq. Shaq, one of the OG homies. And it's crazy calling him doctor now. It's like I moved away, and he was still the little homie. And then I come back, and he a doctor now.
That making major moves.
Definitely proud of him. That's the homie.
That whole little group, like your age bracket, man. You guys are really transforming things. You know.
I mean, I wish I was in their age bracket, but I'm.
Oh, you older? You a lot older?
Yeah, I don't even be telling people this because I'm kind of.
You ain't Hollywood. Don't say it, Mike. We good.
I don't even care, man. I don't be playing them games. I'm just saying I'm getting mentally prepared for 40. I'm gonna be 40.
Wow. So Mike, what's next for you, man? You touring? You touring? Are you working on any projects yourself?
Right now, no, I don't really. I do production stuff. I got some stuff coming out production wise with a couple artists, but I can't say nothing about it yet because none of the deals are complete. But yeah, I do production stuff too. Like I used to tour with Corday, rapper Corday, and I got some credits on his album for some stuff, just from some little stuff. I played bass on it, maybe added something to a track or something like that. But yeah. I've been doing production stuff on the side, nothing major. My moneymaker is touring, but projects I've been working on lately has been Sean Stockman from Boys to Men. Yeah. He's doing a solo project, and so I've been playing with him, and we've been working on that, doing some shows. We got some shows coming up with him on that. Other than that, mainly lately, I've just been in the studio. The touring season kind of start up in May, June. For us, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's seasonal because stuff goes year round, but the main touring season obviously is going to be spring, summer. That's when people really out at concerts. So it's
that's good.
We Rob, almost there. Yeah.
Rob, we got somebody with feedback. Go ahead and read it.
Steve Jones says, great news.
Great. I'm sure a lot of people don't know what you're doing. They probably just don't know. Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah. not like that, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not, my dad raised me to be a worker. Like he ain't raised me to be praised. And he like, do the work, let's get the work done. And that's just kind of just been my mentality. And I don't ever want to be perceived as being hot. Like this is what I tell people. I say, this is my lifestyle. This is my life, but it's not my lifestyle. I'm not trying to live a celebrity lifestyle. I'm not trying to be like them. I'm going to do my work, play the gig, go home. Like you don't see me partying. I mean, I ain't going to say I'll never turn up, but you won't see me out partying. You won't see me out living the lifestyle. Like I just, that ain't what I'm about. Like I'm still about the art of music as an art and an art form, and I don't want to ever like disrespect it by my offstage behavior, like how that disrespect what I do on stage. So I just try to just stay focused, keep my head down. Like I said, I ain't no angel. Don't think I'm saying I don't turn up. Right. But you ain't gonna catch me slipping.
Now, what is the difference between like the rappers that you play with, the late great Nipsey Hussle and Game versus like a Sabrina Carpenter? What is there a difference? Production, money, all of that. Is there a difference?
Yeah, definitely a difference. Money all the way down the line. It's just, it's different dynamics. It's just like, and you just got to learn how to work with everybody. Like you can't, And a bit of it's a bit, I don't want to say like you got to be a chameleon, but you just have to be, you have to know how to work with different people in different settings. And I think just general people skills, like I'm sure people, it's going to be people from my family who gonna be surprised to hear me just telling, talking like this, because they got a certain view of me or whatever. But you got to be, you just got to learn how to adapt. And I think that's something LA teaches you in general, just because of all the different cultures and the different people that are around. You have to know how to be, how to work with different people and do different things. It teaches you that. And I just, and I learned that also by when I was in Michigan. I would play with the black bands, I would play in the white bands, I would do all different type of stuff just because it was about the music for me. And that taught me the people skills that I needed to know, just learning how to deal with different aspects of whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
We got another picture. Where were you at here?
That's at Staples Center with Nipsey.
Wow.
The DJ randomly caught that picture. And that's actually, like, I'd say that's my favorite picture just because you, you see me, you got Nipsey, like it's an empty Staples Center, but you got the, you got the, if you look in the top right corner, you got the Lakers jerseys, all the retired jerseys up there. And when I saw the picture, I was just like, man, I'm actually, that was one of the moments where I was like, I'm actually doing what I said I was going to do.
How was Nipsey Hussle?
He was another real one. Like, people thought that he was, he was like that. People think that rapper lifestyle is a bunch of partying, a bunch of turning up, and it wasn't that at all. Like, there was nights he was going home after the show to his family and like taking his kids to school and then coming back.
Ooh, wow. You know,
after that, like, he, it wasn't like, it wasn't no women, like that lifestyle, like it wasn't like that. Like, it was business.
Wow, so impressive, man. Yeah. Wow, Mike, man, did you ever do a project with your cousin, PL12?
We worked on some stuff, but we didn't fully get a project done. We just talked about it. We ended up beefing for a minute, actually, just because the creative, you know, creative differences, we were competing, but not in a against each other nature. It was just like, I'm trying to, that, you know, when you're doing something, you always got a person you're trying to outdo.
That's right.
And we was trying to outdo each other.
Wow.
And so it was just a little fiction, but it wasn't nothing negative. I love that dude up. It's terrible that he ain't here.
Wow. What can you share before we go? What can you share to any kids that are watching, anybody that might not even be a kid that's watching? What kind of advice can you get to them? Are you still there? Did we lose?
Yeah. I think we,
what kind of advice? Go ahead.
Advice, I think I would say, expose yourself to everything that you can. Like, whether it's, if you're interested in music, go to every type of music concert you can go to. Go to every, if you into whatever arts, like, fully, and pay money to do it. Like, it's not going to be free. It's not going to be easy. Like, I think you have to really take a risk with certain experiences when you feel, when you believe that you got to do something, you got, a risk has to be involved. And you got to just take the risk, absorb everything you can. Like, for me and all my friends that I know, we became obsessed with our instrument. It wasn't just, we just want to play. It was like, no, we don't want to do nothing else in life right now, in this moment. And that happened at some point. And I think that was thanks to my parents, like, exposing me to different music, exposing me. Well, I don't even want to say that because my parents only let me listen to Christian music. Any other type of music was off limits in our house. But they were musicians. And so me being exposed to what they were doing all the time, my mom and my dad sang. They used to do weddings. They used to do church events and all of that stuff. And so I think the exposure at an early age was what really got me into it. And so I think exposure, and that's something that we don't get in Muskegon sometimes, I feel, because we're so far away from the West Coast, so we don't get those influences. I guess it's different now with the internet, but during my time, I didn't know that this touring stuff even existed like that in LA until I got to be an adult, because I was never exposed to it.
Wow. What is your mom's name?
Tanya Phillips.
Tanya Phillips. She got to be proud of you. I know your auntie is too.
Yeah. You know, the church thing definitely keeps a little bit of a, what would I call it? A little bit of a wall in between us sometimes, because, you know, church, they don't fully agree with me playing for certain artists that I'm playing for because of whatever reason, just being real. But I'm like I said before, that's my life. It's not my lifestyle. I'm not living like them.
You must have grew up, you're apostolic?
Of course.
So me and Rob had the same conversation with Tabitha Duncan from Cut Close, who was also from Muskegon. And she, I think she's going to be coming home for a show. I don't know whether they announced the date or not, but it's good. We had a great conversation, and I understand the apostolic faith is they don't play. You know what I mean? You don't play around. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just said, for me, I'm not going to listen to this one. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do on this one, because I'm not basing my lifestyle off what y'all think. I'm basing my life about what I think and what I want to do.
Exactly.
And so I just did it, and I'm still in church. I go to church every week. I play at church every week. If I'm not on tour, I'm at church.
Exactly.
And people probably think that I'm wilding. No, I'm still fully connected in my church. I'm still active in my church. That's my roots. I ain't gonna never let that go.
That's between you and God, man.
Exactly.
Your connection to God. Mike, I know you're not on social media, so how can people follow you somewhere? Are you got some, account somewhere?
I'm on social media.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the social media?
Bassist, BASSIST, Loaded, LOADED. On Instagram, that's the main thing that I use.
Okay, man. Thank you so much, family. He's from Muskegon Heights. Living a good life all in Los Angeles. So when they come to Los Angeles, they can look you up, man. If they're cool, they can get a ride of your nice vehicle. What you rolling in right now, Mike? What you rolling in, brother?
Oh, I'm just in a Dodge Charger. I ain't trying to live that life.
No, Dodge Charger.
I don't want no car payment. I'm saving money. I don't live that life. I ain't showing off for nobody. My money in the bank.
There you go. Thank you, man. Thank you so much for making our time.
Oh, man. Anytime. I'm down. I said, y'all actually like the first interview that I really did. Like, people have asked me to do interviews before, but like I just don't be wanting to shine like that. But I couldn't say no to the hometown people. And so this the one that's going to get it started. I'm trying to do better at just like talking and being trying to be an example. Like, when you got your head down and you working, like, sometimes you're not thinking about that. But now that I'm, like, when I talked to PA, he was like, man, people want to know, people got to see it so they believe it. And that triggered something for me, because I remember it when I was that person and I didn't see nobody. And then I actually, y'all know Derico Watson?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
When I saw Derico playing with Victor Wooten a couple years ago, that was what triggered it for me, to show me, okay, it is possible if you're from Muskegon that you can do stuff. And so I'm down whenever y'all want to hit me to try to do whatever I can to inspire somebody, or whatever it takes, whatever they need.
One day, my vision is to bring a master's form home, dealing with our people like yourself, Felicia Galti, who's over there at Google, was vice president at Microsoft, Roy Roberts, who was vice president for General Motors, and we got other folks who are around the world who are doing tremendous things. Bring you home for a master's form on how you did it. And these are people who came from the black community, ground zero. Mm-hmm. So let's be looking out for the invite.
And, yeah, I'm down.
All right, brother. God bless you, man. Thank you for being available, and we'll be keeping in contact.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Y'all have a good one.
All right, take care.